The manager frowned.
I don't want to pry, but may I ask why this is of personal interest?
Plagueis sniffed. It's a tax matter. The Sallustan cheered up.
Then by all means.
His small fingers flew across the desk input pad, and in seconds, the image of a Weequay appeared on a wall screen. Plagueis was both disappointed and mystified. Data aboard Venomous's ship had identified the potential candidate as a Quarren. The being from Mon Calamari had been using the Force to break the banks of casinos on a dozen worlds, from Coruscant to Taris, from Nar Shada to Karatos. Apparently, the Weequay who had won big at Colliders had simply been lucky. Plagueis was about to say as much to 114D when an intercom chimed and the manager inserted a transceiver into his large ear.
Not again, he said. All right, send a security team to watch him.
Plagueis waited for an explanation.
Another winning streak, the Sallustan said. A Kubaz this time.
Plagueis stood up. I wish to accompany the security team to the floor. I won't interfere. I'm simply curious about your methods for detecting cheaters.
Of course, the manager said, distracted. Maybe you'll spot something we've missed.
Plagueis reached the turbolift simultaneously with the arrival of two Bothans dressed in business suits and remained with them as they weaved their way through the ground floor gaming area to one of the casino's collider tables. Players drawn to the action were clustered three deep around the table, making it impossible to catch so much as a glimpse of the lucky Kubaz until Plagueis and the Bothans reached the croupier's pit. Pressed in among females of various species who were attempting without success to get his attention, the dark-skinned, long-snouted male insectivore was seated across from the croupier behind several tall stacks of credit chits. The game was called Collider because players placed bets on the types and spiraling paths of high-energy subatomic particles created as a result of collisions occurring within the accelerator table and the random firings of deviating electromagnets surrounding it. Due to the unpredictable nature of the collisions, the house enjoyed only a small advantage, where the accelerators weren't rigged. But the Kubaz was overcoming the odds by betting solely on the particle paths rather than the particle categories. With the table accelerator humming to life and the Kubaz sliding some of his chits across the gambling grid, Plagueis stretched out cautiously with the Force, sensing intense concentration on the part of the Kubaz and then an extraordinary surge of psychic energy. The Kubaz was using the Force, not to steer particles along certain paths, but to dazzle the electromagnets and significantly reduce the number of paths the created particles were likely to take. The gathered crowd applauded and roared another win, and the croupier pushed yet another stack of credit chits across the table, adding to the millions of credits the Kubaz had already won. In an effort to see deeper into the Kubaz, Plagueis opened himself to the Force again and realized at once that the Kubaz had perceived the intrusion. Rising from the chair so suddenly that the females to either side of him were nearly knocked over, he ordered the croupier to cash him out. Without looking around him, he accepted the redeemable winnings chit and hurried off in the direction of the nearest bar. The Bothan security team fell in behind after promising to alert Plagueis if the Kubaz attempted to leave the casino. Returned to the upper tier office where 114D was still waiting by the chair and the Sullustan manager was recovering from a flop sweat, Plagueis asked if Colliders maintained a database of players who had earned a reputation by breaking the banks of casinos, not only on Liana, but on other worlds where gambling was a popular pastime. On the wall screen moments later ran images of male and female Angri, Ascagians, Zabrak, Togrutas, Keldors, Gotals, and Nyctos, even a Claudite shapeshifter.
These are the most notorious of the lot,
the manager was explaining when the image of a Nymordian came on the screen.
The ones the gaming authority suspects of having developed surefire methods of cheating. Any who show up at Colliders will be denied entrance.
Plagueis studied the final images and turned to the Sallustan. You have been most helpful. We won't trouble you any further.